time his cousin passed away, somewhere around that same time, right?
Yeah.
His attorney said, well, I can make this all go away, right? So T.I. gonna say, I talked to my cousin that passed away. I talked to him, and he said, you know, take the case. So in lame's terms, he told that the guns was his cousin that passed away. Do you believe that's still snitching? Dislike? Well, Baby's brother, what's his name?
Birdman's brother pretty much did the same thing.
And they like, he a snitch, but T.I. did the same thing. And this, and the video just came out of him.
Apparently Lil Durk and King Von did the same thing.
Yeah. So do you believe that's still being snitching?
So what he did what now?
He got caught with the guns.
Right. Remember when T.I. got caught up?
But at that same time, one of his cousin had passed away at the same time. So he basically told him that the guns was his cousin's that passed away.
All these years later.
He's, basically, it was my cousin's guns.
His cousin's dead.
Is that snitching, is what you're saying?
Is it? What do you think? I mean, if you live that life, you know, rubber band man, and, you know.
But what did he say about the ghost?
Oh, this fool gonna say, you know, my cousin's dead. I talked to him. You know, the ghost. Nigga, you sound like Kevin Gates starting batteries with right. your hands, bro. You talked to your cousin, and he said that they was his guns.
I don't know, man.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean. He ain't tell on nobody because the body ain't here. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He got himself out of a situation that he was caught up in, which was pretty smart in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? He got out of the situation. Is it snitching? You telling, but you not telling on a body that's here. You see what I'm saying? The body can't defend for himself. So
exactly. See, 22. I ain't heard it.
Yeah, so
it's 22 because I understand what you're saying, but in the life that, you know,
yeah, it's betrayed, the life.
Bro,
You still you understand.
You free though, but you still telling. You might not get beat up at stitches, but you still told.
To me, it looked like he just got out of a situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. More of snitching.
So it'd be the same thing because they say, well, you know, Lil Durk and King Von caught that case,
right?
And then all of a sudden, when King Von passed away, he beat it. It was done for. So I think it's the same thing. Would it be the same content? Like King Von's dead? Okay, yeah, it was him who did it.
Yeah, he can't defend himself.
Yeah, that's kind of that's where I'm at, for real. That shit is,
it's crazy, man. But that's a big thing going on.
I don't know why T.I. would come out and even say this.
He should, like me personally, bro, if you did that, you shouldn't even said that shit in the interview. You should have kept it what it was. Nobody knew. It was just a rumor or an accusation. And then you admitted to it. Well, you didn't even admit it to it. You told the story.
He seen a way out.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I look at it.
And Charleston White even said it too before the video came out. I think that's what made the video come out. He said he's snitching. He said in the song he has 7 felonies and all them damn guns.
What y'all think about Charleston White? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He all over the net, man. He's killing the net, man. He's
man, dude, about the heat and the heat. I don't.
What I say about Charleston White is like what I tell you earlier. Like
it's a character. Like the thing that he says is a character, but. When you look behind the underlying things of what he does for the community and for the kids and getting kids out of murder sentences or long sentences, it's really dope. But the character is what you see online, the way he acts, the portrayal.
You really not going to move nobody's spirit if you not like the way he is. That's right. Why people be paying attention to him and they'll stop when they sliding.
So what is he doing positive? I don't even know what
he's doing. So he talks to kids. He's got kids that are supposed to be in jail for life or long sentences. He got them out of jail. He does a lot of shit for the community. But if you look at it as character, getting people to listen, he got you where he wants. Now, you know what I mean? As far as attention and being able to speak and go further, but it's just the way he goes about it. You actually got to, like, look into his character and the things that he does. So, because like I told him, when he said, fuck Nipsey Hussle, fuck me up, right? But then when he started talking, he was saying that because he idolizes Aramis, not Nipsey Hussle, not the rapper. Mm. You know what I mean? So he's wanting people to look at these artists for who they are, their name, that person. Right. But nigga, you go out there saying, fuck, woo, you finna get your head knocked off. You know what I mean? Because you got to break it down. But he actually does a lot. Did y'all see the interview where he pulled the gun out?
I seen him the interview where he pulled out multiple guns.
He
you know what I'm saying?
Gun
amazing
nigga.
Gun, bear knife. Well, he pulled the thing out on him. And then after the interview, he said, man, the interview was going so smooth. We laughing and kicking and everything. I had a snap. And that's when he was like, respectfully, he was like, fuck Wooty Woo's mama. Woo, woo, woo.
It's like he want to go viral or something.
Right.
So that's what he's doing is just getting exposure. He's picking people out in the urban community and just talking shit just to get the listeners to come in. Right. And I'm saying, he don't care what.
And that's what he did. He said, he explained. He said, they paid me to do a job. The interview, everything was going smooth. And I know what they wanted. So he went off like that to do exactly that. I'm doing what you paid me for. That's my character. But if you look at the whole interview, everything was perfectly fine to the end. Then he went off.
Yeah, Charleston White.
I was like, bro, what the f-? And then he broke it down. And then looking at it like that, so it's a money scheme. He's able to speak to the people. Eventually, I hope he'll change. But that's what he did to get on. Viral internet stuff.
That nigga funny as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's funny as hell, man.
Yeah,
he's funny as hell, though.
In my eyes, man, the way the community is going, man, I don't think dude gonna last long. Be honest with you. Somebody gonna get grab him, man. I'm telling you, somebody gonna get him and fucking not.
I mean, he don't know these people. I just don't think he know these people personally. You know what I'm saying? He's on the internet, social media, whatever.
Right.
You know, where a lot of people have their own opinions and they can say what they want behind closed doors and do what they want. And it's really about likes. You know what I'm saying? He's starting to come outside. Now he has to. He's getting bigger than this room.
Did he just shoot himself?
He shot himself in the nightclub.
In the night? He just shot himself in the nightclub?
Wow,
Like on some accident type shit, but he just shot himself in the club, pulling it out, like his leg or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's crazy. I didn't even hear about that one.
Doing wilding.
Yeah. So I mean, I like to see more of what he does behind the scenes with the kids. Like if you catch him on some of his, when he's talking by himself, he'll talk about some of that stuff. Like the whole thing, he was supposed to have a Rainwater. It was a Mo3's manager, and like King Von mom and all, the whole reason why they got involved was he was trying to have something on TV where the mothers would come and tell their side of, you know, their pain of the story.
He did do
all the mothers
for him,
and because Rainwater, and then made it into a money thing, and he was like, bro, I paid for the flights, I paid for them to go get their nails done, I paid for all this shit, and then you came in the picture and it was about money. So he's like, fuck that shit, y'all handle it. And it didn't get nowhere, but he got the interviews, he got all that shit, that's all he was trying to do. But motherfuckers threw monkey wrench in it and he couldn't do it.
Well, shit, the people that he's talking about, that's somebody's son, somebody's brother. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when he's putting that negative out there, I mean, it's all going to come back. You know what I'm saying? You can't do good and say, I'm doing good, but then you doing negative shit, too.
See,
you
see what I'm saying? That's the only thing that fucks me up about him. Like he said, y'all took the pussy. Nigga, what? Whoa, huh? And bro, like, and somebody said, Is he a pawn? Because some of the shit that he said is people going to jail, losing their accounts off, and he ain't been touched. Like, all the shit he said, the guns in the videos, the raping females, and he still got his account. He's still getting paid. And you say, if we say that, my shit's finna be banned. I'm gonna be restricted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know who he's working with, but I would like to see out of him, me personally, I like to see the stuff he does behind the scenes brought to the front instead of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And
what you got?
See what we got. So I don't know if y'all heard, I think it was last Saturday, Chicago Police Department. They threw this event, basically, where if you bring in a gun, you'll get a $100 gift card. If you bring in a BB gun, you get $10, any type of, basically just unwanted guns.
Yeah,
and I think like you were saying earlier, like they should do that shit in every city. You know what I mean? Especially where violence is an issue. I guess they got.
It's that time, y'all.
I guess they
it's
got
the time of the show.
It's been long order, but they got a 109 guns. So
I think that's dope. Like
I think that's dope. You feel me? It's a start.
Damn, it could be a way to start something great. I mean, of course, at first it's gonna be slow, but. They continue to do it, it should do something.
I mean, where they finding these motherfuckers at, though? Yeah, you know, I mean, motherfuckers just...
I'll tell you right now, I ain't turning in my gun.
Hell that's no, what I said. Now, I like the program, but me? I'm cool. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I guess they just throw away raggedy old guns that's been laying around. People
well, some of these
them,
little, these little, you know, we are raised in a different time frame, like we do things different. But these little hotheads be having pistols that got some shit on them.
Yeah.
That would be the time you might want to turn that motherfucker.
So I guess they're just doing away and destroying the guns, but I mean... I feel like the police or whoever gave these niggas the guns, though.
To me, that's like, we looking for certain guns. So you bring a gun in that got some bodies on it.
Right.
You brought it in. I mean, how you going to beat that? You see what I'm saying? Anybody can be like, I'm bringing the gun in.
They got something in there. Like, if you bring this gun in, we ain't going to charge you for anything.
They're taking them, so...
We just want them off the street, which is cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool, too. I think more cities should do it, especially where they...
And they was doing that shit back in the day. When back in the early 90s, when shit was crazy... Well, I guess that was in the movies in the big cities, but they did do shit like that. They just stopped. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Mm. But, and you're right, in certain big cities, they do give out them guns. I know you've heard them stories about Chicago. I mean, it's a start.
Niggas ain't
shit.
Doing nothing, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's a catch-22, man. They if you hear them stories about them crates they be giving out in Chicago, they be giving out army guns. Yeah. Army fucking guns. So you're right. They might be looking for some of that shit, too.
Yeah, they looking for that. I feel like that's my mentality.
There he is right there.
Yeah. Oh, you brought this in, huh? Where'd you get right. this at? These
that's
ain't even
we
legal.
Niggas, man. We
oh, no, but you. Shit, you know.
That, we like, nigga, you trying to get me, nigga? Yeah, you trying like, to charge me, nigga?
Trying to get me. Like, where'd you find this at? Like,
let me fuck y'all up with this one time, dog. Yeah, y'all know what a catfish is?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what a catfish
Yeah, I've heard of catfish for sure.
The show?
Yeah, just the show period.
I put a lot of hot sauce on. Oh, shit.
Okay, so. No, right on. I'm sorry.
Straight up.
Okay, so I want to tell you about the greatest catfisher to ever do it. This shit is crazy,
oh,
bro.
Shit. Run it.
So this dude, right, this dude catfished this nigga named Mateo. I guess he played.
A dude catfished the dude.
A dude catfished okay. the dude.
Make sure I heard him right.
This okay. is a story from like 2010, 2011. If y'all, like, there's a show on Netflix called Untold. And so this dude goes on this show and he basically there's this ex-NFL player. His name is Mateo.
Awesome. Mm. Go ahead, bro.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Who did he play for? Notre Dame?
I don't know, but go ahead. That is a...
I want to say he played for Notre Dame.
And I remember when this shit happened.
It was
like,
some odd school.
When it was on the news. That's the crazy part. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
If it ain't Notre Dame, my fault. But he played for a team.
You talking about the dude
school.
Who got catfish?
Yes.
It was Notre Dame, bro. It was on
he
TV.
He went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So this Hawaiian, he was like from Hawaiian descent. He was hella athletic. His whole family had a history of being in the NFL.
Yeah.
Uncle's in the NFL.
Big.
So big Hawaiian dudes, like, so anyway, he was like a middle linebacker or something like that. Went to Notre Dame,
killing
was like
game.
Killing the game, was guaranteed to go to the NFL.
In the news.
Start talking to this girl, right? Never met her though.
Never.
Yeah.
Start falling in love with this girl though, never met her though. They talking on the phone the whole college. The whole 4 years of college.
He damn near get the Heisman. Yeah.
He damn near get the Heisman. Get nominated and everything. Lost. The day he lost the Heisman. His girl, who
damn,
really is a man.
This motherfucker get a call talking about
said,
this.
You know, I'm tired of playing with him. Let me break up with him. So the shim, we're going to call him.
The shim, respectfully.
The shim, respectfully.
Let me get it?
Yeah.
The bitch called him and told him, the bitch done passed away, right? So it's news in the news. It's major shit. He's heartbroken.
Nominated for the Heisman.
I'm surprised
y'all
didn't see this when it happened.
Man, I watch Catfish all the time.
It was big. No, I'm talking about that.
This is before,
football player.
This is but low key. This is before Catfish was a thing.
Yeah, this is.
So
this is
why I knew. This is why dude never
story.
Believed that.
This was probably
he could never meet somebody in
school.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? So it was on the news. I'm talking about. They showed him with the little thing on his head, and he's looking heartbroken. It was a big story.
2009.
Oh my God, he. Woo de woo. Okay, back to the story.
So he loses the Heisman.
Yeah.
Lose his grandma died that same week. Yep. Now his supposed girlfriend died. And then he loses the Heisman. I forgot.
This is still a what? What we call it? Call respectfully.
Well. Shim.
And this is still shim.
So he goes on, gets drafted. But mind you, dude should have went top 10 in the NFL.
He was cold.
Because of the news and the media covering all this.
He kind
of
went to
a lot of teams wasn't really fucking with him.
Right.
So he ended up going second round late in the NFL. But he was, if you're nominated for a Heisman, why would you be going second round late?
Still not done.
But anyway, that whole story was falling on and everything.
Where's the theme music? You got to hit him with the part number two. The ringer. Where'd the ringer go? Dun, 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 dun.
Dude faked 4 consecutive years through college, had the best girl voice to trick this nigga, had the actual catfish person. What he did was he took some girl randomly and hit her up on Facebook to, you know, ask to get the picture.
Because he's like, confirm. Oh, but no, you left that apart. Because this motherfucker came back to life.
No, yeah, he did.
The bitch.
Talk to him.
Hold on. The, you know, that he was portraying came back to life.
Yeah.
So you she done told you she died.
Manti was his name.
Yeah, now she's back to life. True story. Damn, you heard son? And then this, yeah, so now she's back to life.
And dad came back to life.
Yeah, yeah. So
and he now, believed it.
Yeah, that's the whole, and he's a grown ass man playing in the NFL.
Never
so,
seen her.
So it goes to what he was saying about send me some pictures of let me know it's you. And he Shim, for whatever reason, however she did it, got a girl to take the pictures with him with her
died doing, of cancer at that and came yeah, back to life.
Doing what he asked her to do so it looked like it was her. So now he's
this dude thought he had a real girlfriend his whole 4 years of college.
Ain't never
goes
met.
In the NFL, supposed to be like one of the top defensive players, and ended up just having a terrible career, bro, because of all of that was following him.
Man,
and that was really after that the Catfish show really was introduced to the world, because back then 2009-10 nobody really knew what a Catfish
right,
was.
Right.
His parents was on there like
they was crying. We thought they Mijo.
You never matter. Yeah. So why would you do
that? Yeah, that's deep, man. All I can say is, man, mental health is real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A
I'll
lot of people don't. I mean,
y'all go to
they
therapy?
They don't
you go
think.
To therapy? Do you go
nah,
to therapy?
I don't go to therapy. I mean, I got a lot of people around me that yeah. made me feel like I'm in therapy all the time. But
I've been in therapy a few times.
Yeah,
I've been in therapy too. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong. Yeah. Ain't nothing yeah, ain't, wrong with it.
Not
once
at all.
You need to talk to somebody.
I don't talk down on it at all. But
yeah.
I just know.
Yeah.
Some people
need
don't think like everybody else. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
he legit thought he
you know,
had a real girl.
Things like that is just like
he
wish it
no
upon. Yeah,
sense.
That's something that normal people don't think
that's
of.
Sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Common sense.
So dude is still alive, but he's more on the feminine side.
Yeah.
He's actually moved to a whole country.
Respectfully,
specifically for.
You could have been like. I would have been like Boosie. Excuse me, son. Show your pussy $4,000 online. That's fine. No, like, you would
not me anything. Like, son, after a while, I mean, shit, what you gonna do?
Man, yeah. You gotta show me something, man. I'm not finna keep.
You must just never had nothing in your life. You know what I'm saying? To keep that going. 4 years, that's a lot of time and effort. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he didn't have no common sense. He could play sports. He just didn't have his. You
he
know.
Probably would still be in the league right now killing, but that really just kind of tarnished his career.
Shit up.
I just dunked the ball.
Yeah.
That's it.
What you want to go with? What we doing?
What we got? Kyrie dropped by Nike. Picked up by who? What was that,
he
Jamar?
Picked up by nobody. John Morant.
Yeah.
Damn, my bad, Kyrie, but John Morant got picked up by Nike. So
and
we can start dropped. Seeing John Morant signature shoes.
So Kyrie got dropped and they picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He did the switcheroo.
Have y'all heard about what's going on with Kyrie?
Yeah, I've been a little tuned in a little bit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, break it down a little bit.
I'm not surprised. So really, that nigga, he posted on Amazon. You all familiar with Prime Video?
Yeah.
So if you go on Amazon right now, it's still up. There's this anti-Semitic.
What the fuck is anti-Semitic? Let
I
can we clarify
you.
That? Because that shit has me confused.
I could tell you because I ain't really looked into it that deep, but I know that it has. I know that it's against what. I know it's disrespecting Jews.
Yeah, something about Jews.
Hey,
that's
Siri.
What I know.
And Viacom is
what
owned
is
by
anti-Semitic?
Jews. You feel me? They the reason why everything's on TV. That's on TV. But anyway, Kyrie went on Instagram and posted this DVD, not a DVD, but a movie. That's
I
on
found
Amazon.
This on the web.
And it's called Negroes to Heroes, Black America Wake Up.
Mm-hmm.
So the nigga didn't even say anything. He just took a screenshot of the cover and posted
it
to a story.
That's it?
That's all he did.
He didn't say nothing.
But in the movie, it's got stuff that Jews would not like that's completely disrespectful to Jews. So that's why he got suspended and all that. So now that's why Nike's like, we ain't associated with that dude no more. They dropped him. Like, his shoes went from $160 to $60.
They put this nigga on the Shaq.
On Nike's website.
Shaq.
Walmart shelf.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, they suspended him for a few games or whatever and had all this shit laid. What I wanted to ask y'all was...
That's fucked up. Like,
what do y'all think it takes for somebody to receive, like, a punishment from the Black community? Like, what does somebody have to do? Like, for example, right now...
Yeah, give me examples.
What's hot right now is, I guess, I forget what school went to Valley High, but some school from Topeka went to Valley High School.
Topeka High
went to Valley High, and there was it literally was not even a week ago, and I guess some kids in the school had a Black doll.
I read about that Black doll, but what
so
they
now
doing?
They're getting... So basically, what my question is, what do you think it takes... For somebody to get canceled, because usually it's like somebody saying the N-word or something.
You mean somebody, right now, somebody black folks, or somebody white to get canceled? You got that right.
Somebody white. Because, for example, they're canceling this nigga for taking a screenshot of a cover.
Bro, it's different for them.
And they put it on Instagram. Because they run the
And respectfully to my Caucasian people, they ain't nothing like that. But
right,
it's like, we can say something and get drugged through the mud. They can say something and apologize. And
we're supposed to just get over it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's a double standard when it comes to us and what we say and things we do. And maybe it's because of, like, the athletes and the money that they make. We're at a point now that for years we was on the hush and we got to walk on eggshells. And now we at the point now we're like, man, I don't know about all that bullshit. You know, this is how I feel. And we should be able to say what we want and not get penalized. But if we do, like, y'all got to have a happy medium. Motherfuckers can get away with murder, but let us do something. And we getting banned for life. And I don't think it's us. It's the higher-ups that ban us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the people who what they was just saying, you know, why he got kicked out. It's
high school. And it's crazy.
Yeah, I went to the game last night, matter of fact. And I didn't know nothing about what had happened.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Gio Lyons is a coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they had a home over the game. And after the game, I was flipping through Facebook, and that's when I seen.
Mm-hmm.
So what were they doing with the dog?
Well, some girl in the stand, it was Valley, I can't remember,
Valley something.
Yeah. Anyway, they was out there, and then the kids in the stand was passing around this black dog, calling them all types of names, calling them nigga this, that, the other. We gonna hang you black ass. You know what I'm saying? All that
stuff.
See,
I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, there's a video up for it, man. Some girl, I think that came from Topeka or something like that, started videotaping.
Valley Center High School.
Yeah, there it is. And
Valley Center, Kansas.
Gio, you know what I'm saying? They was threatening the kids on the team. You know what I'm saying? This and that. Of course, Topeka High had lost that game. You know what I'm saying? I guess it was a close game. I didn't get to go, but
so. My question is okay, so when we at Highland Park games and Topeka High games, we got all them police and them motherfucking games. What happened in that situation? We can't even be around certain people or play fight because they be on our ass. So you mean to tell me they all in a whole motherfucking high school gymnasium and you see a motherfucking passing a baby doll around and security or police ain't did they fucking job?
So if you go to Change.
What the fuck?
What is that website at the bottom? Change something. You can sign a petition.
Change.org.
I signed it.
You can sign a petition right now to have that. I guess they, like, shut classes down for the day, and I seen people in the comments saying, like, that ain't doing nothing but helping them out. They ain't got to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be, there needs to be more.
You finna sit in here and we have black history.
I think the signature thing is to get the kids banded from the activities like that is what that is. And I think they need a 7,500.
I need to feel what it's like to be.
Signatures. When I signed up, it was, like, at 56. I'm sure by now it's at 75. Yeah. Gio Lyons is a very respectable cat in Topeka. Yeah.
Right.
I went to school with him. A lot of respect for him because he's done a lot for the community. You know what I mean? But
shout out to him,
that
too.
Sounds, what's I can't think of the word to say. Man, if I was them students, I'd be looking at a loss. I'm finna sue y'all. Y'all made us uncomfortable. Only
well, the thing is, though,
PTSD every time I hit the court because y'all, right? God, boy.
Well, the fact is that the aftermath of all this is going on, we have to stand up. You know what I mean? We can't keep falling for just anything. You know what I'm saying? If we don't support ourselves and, you know, do our own thing, we're gonna forever be in this situation and keep going through it. So
Malcolm or Martin?
Malcolm.
Because that's the next thing that I feel that we always mess up on is Malcolm or Martin. Because we didn't march and sit up at the Capitol.
And we've been asking for too long.
Yeah,
it's been
asked. It's time. Yeah. Like, that's the same thing with that. Like I was just saying, like, the motherfuckers was hush and quiet and playing by the rules for so long. We got a mouth. We should be able to speak our mind, too, and not get penalized for nothing.
We don't back each other up. We sitting back watching it, but we ain't, like, you know, signing petitions and
sign the motherfucking petition.
Going forward with it, you know what I'm saying?
I signed it. You signed it, bitch.
Yeah. I just signed it. You saw me do it. So, yeah. I mean, that's what steps need to be taken to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we don't have to keep going through
this. It's very unfortunate that we still are going through this, man.
For sure.
I wasn't even expecting none of that. And it's almost like they don't give a fuck what happens to them because, you know, they don't really see any type of discipline.
They keep blaming our history repeats itself. Blah, blah, blah. Nah, we need to rechange it. You know what I'm saying?
And not every white folk is like that.
Nah, not at all. That's not the case.
It's just unfortunate that they're probably brought up, raised like that type shit.
Yeah, they think it's, you know, that's what they do. They think that's life. You know what I mean? Like you said, that's how they was raised.
Hell yeah.
But you come across the right one, you're going to tap that ass. All right, we're going to switch it up real quick. Gabriella Union on her comment about Boosie. Did y'all see that? And Boosie might be liking dick. Did y'all see?
I didn't see that one. But Boosie he's always on something.
Boosie,
I swear.
Turned the fuck up on her ass.
So what happened?
We're talking about Dwayne Wade's wife.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about, Boosie made a comment about his son.
Right,
me back in the gap. Mm-hmm. So he said, I didn't know it was an old interview. There's an
Hold
old
on.
Interview.
Mind you, the boy who identifies as a girl, his own mother doesn't want him to do that. His own mother still refers to him as
about to find the video.
A man, a boy, you know what I mean? Yeah. She doesn't necessarily agree. Now, we don't have no issue with none of that.
Yeah,
you know,
respectfully, we just talking about
we're just telling you what
the
it
conversation
is.
Between these two, because this is funny as shit. Hold on, I'm about to get this video.
So a clip that he's about to play from like a year ago, Gabrielle Union was doing an interview, and it just went viral. And she basically was on there. He's going to play it. She basically was on there talking about Boosie. He thinking about too much.
No copyright over here. All right, here we go.
So good, you know. Sorry, Boosie.
Now, this is why I love Gabrielle.
So far, so good, you know. Sorry, Boosie. He's so preoccupied.
Yeah, he is. Very much
almost
so.
Almost like, thou dost protest too much, little Boos.
I'm gonna look.
You got a lot of dick on your mind.
Yeah. She tried to go in.
It's like that out there.
It's like Zaya and Lil Nas X living his head.
Like, what?
It's like, sir.
Something you want to just go ahead and tell us.
No, for real.
Be your sanctuary.
At this point, he ain't said nothing. Like, he just said, I'm going to be
the
comment for
that. He did not have one. We can definitely tell.
Because he lit her ass up. I'm talking about.
Wow.
He went in, and now he said that's an old interview. It came out a little bit after the incident. But this is what Boosie's replied.
Okay.
You hear this?
For over a year. And she won't come fuck with me. Oh, yeah? Okay. She won't come fuck with me. I said, man, I ain't gonna talk about that. I told all my interviews, man, I'm not talking about them people.
Yep.
I'm gonna respect them people. Because that ain't my business.
So basically, he went on there. He did say something else. He responded on Twitter.
It sounds like Boosie growing up, man. He know
nah,
he ain't.
No, hold on. That ain't the one.
Nah, that ain't the one. He just went live and didn't say what he said. He definitely responded. That nigga said,
I gotta find this.
I'm funny.
I'm surprised he didn't respond to that. You know what I'm saying? Say something slick to her. Like, hey,
this is what the nigga said. He said,
there you go.
He said, LOL. The whole world know I love women in the world. Know your husband love dick. I hope you don't think blacks look at y'all like a power couple. They don't. I have refused to talk about y'all in interviews, and here you go. Go bang him with that dildo and wait on a script,
damn,
little white girl. That's what he responded with.
But, you know, he wasn't
wrong. But Boosie being Boosie, I mean.
I don't think he was wrong. She, you know, and it's fucked up that it came back and went viral, but now he on your helmet.
D-Wade might have to sneak him when he see him, bro.
Yeah, you talk about my lady, you know.
You talking about me taking him.
But shit, she brought his name
D-Wade
up.
D-Wade don't want it.
You don't talk about nobody's kids neither, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you.
Man, you know, Boosie's known for.
And what did he actually is it because he said that,
I know that
a kid can't make that decision at that age or something like that? What was it?
Yeah, it was
real,
something
real,
like
real.
That on that line. But like I said, you can't speak on nobody else's kids and voice your opinion and then make it public like
just
that.
Because
oh,
you don't
man,
agree
he
with
calling it the tea kettle black, right? Because didn't Charles White say something about Tootie Raw and T.I.
Charles White went in
and
on them
niggas' heads. And they just getting on his head?
Yeah.
He calling it the tea kettle black. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Say less. Yep. He did the same shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, Boosie crazy as hell. Let me ask y'all real quick, though.
What you got?
Prime Video or Netflix?
Shot both.
Prime Video. Netflix be on some
video.
Bullshit. They be
I
fuck with
Prime Video more than Netflix now.
They don't update.
I cancel my Netflix account. Okay.
But see, there's a couple of things on Netflix I like to watch.
Series or movies?
Series.
Gotcha.
Like, okay. Yeah. I watch Narcos.
Okay.
Yeah, series for sure.
Prime, yeah. Prime Video Netflix. You look like a Netflix.
Man, I'm Netflix, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, I've been on it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I really ain't dibble and dabble in anything else, but I know it's out there. But, yeah, definitely, I'm with the flicks, man. You know, Netflix and chill. That's Will, baby. That's what I'm on.
Okay.
Networking cupcake, baby.
Okay, I'm going to switch it up. Who do y'all think, like, I don't know what type of music y'all niggas be listening to. I know I listen to all type of shit, but who do y'all think is the most influential rapper out right now? Not your favorite, not who you fuck with personally, and it may be that, but who do you think is the most influential? And if you don't even fuck with nobody like that, you might, I fuck with a lot of people in the underground, but who you think is the most influential right now? You can look at the kids and see what they got going on. But I'm going to say YoungBoy.
I was about to say that, too. Yeah, it's between him and Lil Baby, because Lil Baby got some shit, too. But YoungBoy, most definitely, for sure. I take
Lil
that back.
Lil Baby and YoungBoy for me.
I listen to Young. I don't listen to him that much. Me, I'm a babe listener. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of people from the Bay. Yeah. Right. You know, man, you come to my house. Yeah. People come to my house, I'm listening to music. They don't even know what the hell I'm listening
to. I fuck with
the
boy, too. Facts. I feel like, I feel like a lot of niggas have taken the boy's sounds and rap. The boy.
Oh yeah, the boy. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
I listen to Burner.
Oh, that's my guy.
I think he's probably one of the most influential persons out there.
I'm still on Messy.
Mess too.
Before Cash Lord.
I bumped all that stuff.
Before Cash Lord.
Oh yeah,
he said before. Yeah.
What you think?
Man, I listen to a lot. Man, it depends like what you really mean. And like, I listen to stuff that my lifestyle is about.
I know who you listen to, but who do you think?
It's more
It ain't necessarily gonna be who you listen to. Who's the most influential right now to you? Like who you always like? Damn, that nigga, he's hot. Like he doing his thing. Kids are singing and shit. And
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That it's big, man. When you say things like that, you can't just narrow it down. But like you said, the ones that everybody know, YoungBoy, Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? Lil Baby, Da Baby. You know what I'm saying? Them guys. Or for sure, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Them guys.
Who y'all listening to right now? I know y'all probably got a playlist of a whole bunch of shit, but who y'all fucking
I'm
kind of
right like what bro
I know
on.
You said the band, yeah.
You know, I like Cali Midwest. Shit. I like underground music, you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Detroit niggas.
I got a lot of...
I like them, too. It gotta be
Detroit. There's a few Detroit cats I do bump that they stay in the rotation heavy.
For me, it's got to be something I've actually... My lifestyle's been around, or I've been through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't listen to somebody that's... fake. You know what
I
saying?
See why you talking about Burner.
You know what I'm saying? Because I listen to stuff that actually I've been through, I've seen, and they talk about the same things that I've done, or I've been out there in the
relatable
streets.
Relatable music. Yeah.
If it ain't got nothing related to me or something I've done or something that's close to me, I ain't hearing it.
Like, so what you think?
I don't hear about them other cats.
I mean, you know, bang.
Brish, bang. Yeah,
they turn it off. That's how much I've been listening to.
I'm still mad about Brish, bro.
And that was, I found his music. Me. And then they caught him slipping. I got the next. We finna go.
Yeah.
We gonna go into some crazy
what
shit.
What we doing?
Yeah, we doing. Man, this is crazy. So a 10-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Killed his mother. Intentionally killed his mom because she would not buy him a virtual reality headset.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
You're definitely not getting one.
10-year dome girl. Intentionally.
And he knew he was gonna do it because the night before, he went when she told him no. I think. The night before he did it, he went to her gun box and got her gun and went to bed with her gun. And then the next day is when he shot her. He, like, executed her, too. So he knew he was going to do it. And then after he did it, he took her card and still bought him.
And he didn't get to touch him.
And then when he got, when they sat him down for questioning, he eventually, what they call it, what's the C word? Confessed.
Later told.
And then when his mother, he's black, by the way.
Yeah.
But when his mother,
surprised.
When his mother's sister, when his auntie,
sound black.
When his auntie, when his auntie showed up, his auntie was telling the police, like, you know, he always has been a little different, a little quiet, and I guess he told his auntie had no feelings at all. I was like, I'm sorry for killing my mom. You know, wasn't crying. None of that. Over some virtual reality.
You ain't
headsets.
Finna be virtual playing shit now. You finna
it just can't be that, man. You ain't no telling what she did to that boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From from the whole time. It just
I fuck with this nigga because he got a different
perspective. That was the whole motherfucking reason why. That was the icing on the cake.
Right. You see, you know what I'm saying? What I took from that was he's actually spoiled, and this is the one time mom tried to stick up and say no. And because you spoiled him his whole motherfucking life. Oh, no? I'm finna fix it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're done with it, like, now you definitely
ain't gonna get him. I'm surprised. The dude's black. Because that's some shit that, believe honest, white low people key,
yeah. No offense, but that is. Like that
y'all ready for the next one?
He on some school shooter shit.
We ain't even done. You know what I'm talking about? The four girls?
Oh, no, the four boys. The four teenagers?
Oh, yeah, it was boys.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know what city it was in.
South Carolina,
these four teenagers. Two of them was related to this 38-year-old man.
It was their nephew.
They killed him. He took their devices away from him because he didn't like how they was moving on Instagram. I don't know the details of how they was moving, but these young niggas nowadays, everybody got ops.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So ain't no telling what they was doing. So he took their devices with him, and so they probably lived with him. They killed them because like he took their phones from them.
So do y'all, and I feel y'all, I'm thinking like you. Like you started.
What was he doing before?
So, you know? Somebody might have been whooping their ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they killed him right there in the crib.
My question is, so do you think, like, because this goes from the first story to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's too engaging for them, like for some? And they like, they took my shit, I'm about to shoot somebody. Or do you think it's really something mental? Do you think they was getting ass beat before?
I think it's mental.
That's mental.
It's a little bit of all that. You know what I mean? I think it's some abuse, mental, you know, talking down on them. The whole nine, you know what I'm saying? Stress, you know, the society. If you don't got the latest or the greatest, you ain't on nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a black thing, though?
I think it's just...
Because, I mean, it's like if you don't got the...
You ain't got the latest or the greatest, you ain't on nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And in order to be that person, you're going to have to do something extravagant. You know what I'm saying? Or something outrageous. But ain't nobody saying go kill your parents.
Right.
Because you ain't get electronic you that you can work hard for.
Stump your feet a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's different than what I grew up like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went and got it. You know what I'm saying? Right. The best way I could.
Right. We took the stairs on them.
There's definitely like, you know, I already knew my mom was going to tell me no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I didn't have that mentality.
That's really how it was, for real.
For something.
You already know damn near the answer.
It's not that she told you no, that she just didn't want you to have it. Most likely it was because she couldn't get it for you.
Right.
So
you already knew.
We're all from descent from Topeka. Topeka ain't that big. We know that. Right. So what we do, all right, mom, we'll see you later on tonight. You know what I'm saying? We went out in the streets and did what we had to do to get what we needed to get. It's just how we did it. You
it's different today.
Yeah,
man.
It's way different.
That goes back to like when we was in school, middle school, high school. We didn't, if you saw a nigga get his ass beat, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, niggas got this when
they
you
on
get
your
that
ass
beat.
Camera,
and everybody sharing
the
same thing.
And that's never going nowhere. That's going to pop up.
Oh, you beat him up? No, you didn't. I seen you get smacked up, and then he put you in a headlock, threw you up against the wall. So it's crazy. That's why there's more school shootings now.
You think this is too much technology for us?
It's too much power, man. It's too much.
They say we're robots.
Yeah.
Oh, it's past robots.
Because we're always attached to it.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, as far as TikTok, over here.
That's crazy. Yeah, listen to this.
Over here, the algorithm, I don't know if a lot of people know, but the algorithm in TikTok over here is what it is. But in China and Japan, the algorithm is all educational.
Yeah. How to and...
Matter of fact, the dude that built the algorithm is from China.
Yeah.
That's why he did that. And then all the negative stuff is in the United States.
Exactly.
And all the good stuff is over there.
Right.
And I'm saying they don't see
that
anything about murders, killings, and none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like... Learn your ABCs.
Man, TikTok be on my ass. I'm supposed to go live. I'm scared to go live because every time I put something on there, I get reported. I'll be like, oh, I'm cool on that. I tried to work with the TikTok, but they be lighting me up.
Damn. Yeah, TikTok is crazy.
Restricted.
That's another thing. Like, well, we kind of get into that, and I'm sure it's going to be another topic. Like, well, Burner, he actually built his own platform.
I know what you're talking about. I forget what it's called, but I downloaded
Social Club.
Social Club. Yeah. I downloaded it. I haven't like started an account yet, but I have downloaded it because I fuck with Burner. I'm very proud of Burner. Burner's came a so long way. Nigga was just on Forbes.
Yeah, for sure. He did that. Salute.
Damn near billionaire now if he ain't already.
Oh yeah. He got one or two dispensaries almost in every state or better.
Okay, so we're going to get into what y'all got going on, man. So tell us about the company, you know, what's going on with that, and how did that start? A little bit of background.
Yeah. All right, well, we're from Topeka. Like I said, my mom was a single parent, you know what I'm saying? She was struggling. Mm-hmm. We was always out in the streets running around, you know what I mean? My mom pretty much kicked us out, well, kicked me out when I was younger. So well, I ain't had no choice but to get out there and just do what I had to do to survive. Yeah. You know, I was still in school, too. Mm-hmm. But long story short, you know what I'm saying, I got into drugs and stuff like that, and I was out, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. So I had a history of just dealing with marijuana, period. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, I had my first son. I quit doing all the street stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to go the right way, legal. You know what I'm saying? Got married, everything, all that. So then I got into the hemp industry. I brought the attention to my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I asked them to help. You know what I'm saying? I've always been an entrepreneur. Right. Done a lot of things. I've had a couple businesses, car lots, you know what I'm saying? I used to own a barbershop, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually we got into the industry, the hemp industry, and we started planning out growing hemp and trying to market it. So we didn't really have a place to actually do it at first. You know what I'm saying? We got some ground that we could have grew it on, but eventually I'm like, okay, well, hell, we got this little piece right here that's already paid for. You know what I'm saying? I'm already taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a plan together. We put it out there. You know what I mean? And I have my brothers, you know what I'm saying, and a couple friends and family.
When did that start?
The farm bills passed in 2018 across the United States. You know what I'm saying? We didn't actually put our first seed in the ground until, I think, 2020.
So y'all was really... like, we're finna do this shit.
Yeah, it took a second because you had to plan it out. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta have a game plan for sure.
Our biggest thing was financial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't cheap to get into that business. Not only that, I've never grew nothing like that before. You know what I mean? As much as I've touched the plant, I've never actually grew it. You know what I mean? So, or even grew a goddamn tomato.
You have to get some training or go to class for that? Or
that's another thing. I'm in class right now. I've actually took a bunch of classes, but. Mm-hmm. Our thing was, the industry at the beginning was so new, we were just trying to hurry up and get into business, you know what I'm saying? Because people were making big money real quick.
Big money, man.
Especially them farmers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And them, a lot of them farms took out 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 acres and laid it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first couple hundred thousand people that actually did it and was successful with it actually made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there was so many people in the industry that did it like that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They got big loans and all that stuff, and they fell under because... now they got all this product and they can't sell it, and the stuff damn near rotted in warehouses and dried the hell up. And now they got all these loans, they can't even make the payments on it, and then actually lost everything. Yeah. Houses, cars, everything. Families and all that.
They was out there just before they was
So with us, you know what I'm saying? I went out there and tried to get in contact with some friends and families that actually wanted to get into the business or into the industry. Like I said, money was the issue.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of money. So I gathered a couple people. I didn't just want anybody to get involved. You know what I mean? I wanted some good, reputable people because, I know some people out here. If I needed to go talk to somebody, they had 100,000, they had 200,000. I could have got it, no problem, because of who I am and what I've done and for Topeka. But I didn't want that. I wanted to go in the positive direction. So I went to my brother. I went to my other brother. You know what I mean? I went to real business-minded people. You know what I'm saying? I asked, hey, y'all want to get into this industry? We got this, and this going on. Right. This is what it's going to cost. Some people wanted to. Some people didn't. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, it cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, long story short, we put together a little something, a little plan, and we got some seed, laid it out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was so expensive to do. Like I said, we never knew how to grow it.
Right.
We put our seed out there. The shit popped up.
Mm-hmm. And this is what y'all all did.
I didn't know what we were doing at all. So y'all had no idea what was going on.
Y'all just went full.
I mean, we had an idea. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to do a little research on it.
You learn as you go.
But you know, when we first did it, we just wanted to get in. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to make sure if our foot was in the door, we was in the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we didn't want to miss that opportunity.
Yeah, we didn't want to miss the opportunity, and it was something new. And, you know,
everybody
was scared. And like you said, gold rush. You know what I'm saying? So
it still is. As a matter of fact, I read an article today saying, I think the industry's at about $18 billion. And in 2027, it's going to be to $31 billion or something like that.
Yeah.
Worth. Yeah. But so we put the anyway, we put the stuff out there. Our first year.
It's 2020.
Our first year, we was having so many problems and struggles.
And in the pandemic hit, we'll get on that too.
Yeah, we was struggling so much, you know what I'm saying, with pests and disease. I think our first year, we probably got like maybe a foot, 2 foot worth of plant, but we was happy.
We was like, it happened, you know.
I'm saying we didn't get very much out of it, but we was happy. And on top of that, with that industry, you pretty much got to have it sold already in order to make some money.
Right.
Which we had a buyer, because who I bought my seed from actually wanted to buy all my product back.
Right.
So we was cool. We got a buyer. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. But we didn't produce enough. Right. And I think that first year, we only produced like 5 pounds out of an acre, which ain't nothing. You could have grew 5 pounds in the closet.
How much would you expect to make off of an acre then?
Well, back in 2018-2019, if you actually grew it good enough, 1 acre to yield you anywhere between $1 to $2 million an acre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's big money.
Yeah. Right.
Big money. You know what I mean? So I was gonna mow. I had some woods and shit on the damn property. I was about to mow everything.
Everything getting out there.
All the trees, everything. You know, I'm about to flatten everything in sight. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yeah. But it didn't really work like that. As time went on, the market plummeted.
It was the pandemic our first year too. Right. So we had bigger dreams and stuff, you know what I mean? But the pandemic hurt a lot of that stuff, shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I never thought about that because I seen some shit on Snap, but I didn't think about that because everybody's life was changing.
Yeah, it was like everything was just like that overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, oh damn, we got to switch up, and it was just. Yeah. Everybody felt it at once. So everybody was scared, didn't know what was going to happen in the world. We couldn't even be around loved ones, none. Yeah. So we already had the plan. We already started. We was going for it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we had a lot of sayer supporters, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of people that actually wanted to come out and really put effort.
Put the footwork in.
I feel like we in a place right here where it's, you got to show me, then I believe it type thing. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta see it before I invest.
But a lot of people that don't achieve their dreams, they don't go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't take that risk.
You gotta jump out there, and we really jumped out there with it.
I agree. You do got to.
Yeah.
After that first year, we got like 5 pounds. We sold it. At this point, you know what I'm saying, I got all this equipment. I got a lot of money invested. The first year, I think we was almost right about $100,000. invested.
Okay.
Out of pocket. No loans. Nothing. No real major help from anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody wanted to be involved and wanted to help, but when it actually came down to doing the groundwork, crickets.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody was coming around. You know what I'm saying?
They just wanted to be cool.
I got money from my brothers and other family members, and it everybody can't afford to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no guarantee you're going to get your money back.
Right.
We thought we were going to make it, but that out of that 5 pounds, only made $1,700. With that being said, our first year, like I said, had almost $100,000 tied up in my own pocket. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a struggle. Dang. But at that point, I got all this equipment. I got all this stuff. I got this little bit of knowledge. We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we failed, but we're going to get through it.
Double back.
Year two, we grew a little bit more. I sent it off to the processor. I don't even know how many pounds it came out of that. But all in all, it takes about 40 pounds to make a liter of oil. And we ended up with 6 liters.
So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? That comes out of biomass. That's the leaf and everything, minus the stem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So everything goes in.
Mm-hmm.
But we were trying to grow smokable and CBD gummies, tinctures, and all that other stuff, which we're going to have products coming soon. Anyway.
Okay.
So then with that, you know what I'm saying? We did that. And we're like, dang, man, we're getting better. It grew taller.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We got some equipment. We got a little bit of help.
Yeah, yeah.
So, year three, which is just the one you just passed, was that it? Yeah.
Yeah. This is going on our fourth year.
Yeah. So I bought more seed. You know what I'm saying? That when we first started putting our seeds out there, every single year, the seeds kept dying. You know what I'm saying? The plants kept dying. We couldn't figure out what the hell. Right. We didn't know what the hell we was doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now
trial and error.
Yeah.
I would reach out to people. What were we doing wrong? The problem with that was, is nobody's going to tell you or teach you how to do nothing unless you got some money to talk to you.
Of course. Really? You got to pay to play.
That's what you
got to
pay.
Swear to God. Nobody's going to tell you nothing or show
you nothing. That makes sense. I'm saying, willing to give you any type of help unless they're getting paid for, which I understand.
Yeah.
But then, I'm saying, get me in the door. Show me how to do it. And then, I'm going to make it right for you later. Yeah.
Teach me how to fish.
Let me, I ain't going to forget.
Yeah, teach me how to do it. And I'm going to come back and help you out what you need to do.
So,
this year we end up doing the same field. Our plants end up being damn near 8 foot tall. You know, man, I don't know how many pounds. I got a call dude the other day and tried to see.
Oh, you got some pounds.
Yeah. Oh, we got some pounds. 8 feet tall, man, over
NBA players. 2000,
yeah, we had over like
2,000 plants.
Over 2,000 plants, and they were most of them was about 8 feet. No lower than six.
Yeah, about 6 to 8 feet.
So, you know, we had kids out there, you know what I mean? Grown adults, you know what I'm saying? So,
It took a minute, you know what I'm saying? It took a lot of learning, trial and error. Right now, I'm currently trying to grow it as organic as possible.
All organic.
Good. Yeah, so I'm enrolled in a school right now, which is called the Soil Food Web by Dr. Elaine Ingram, is what it is. Mm-hmm. I took a KNF fermenting class to actually grow that sticky. You know how you get the sticky on that bud?
Yeah.
I know how to do that. Right. Make that bug sticky. Well, it's so sticky, the pool, it's so sticky.
Yeah.
Hand sticky as hell. You can't.
Yeah, that's what you want. Then,
that's what you want.
And
then
another class I took is another class by the soil doctor, which teaches you how to read the amendments in the soil and actually apply all your fertilizers that you need to do. So eventually, between all three classes I'm taking, I'm going to be able to tell other farmers what to do as far as what fertilizers they need by a microscope and send it off to the lab and getting it back, and I can actually read it and show you what you need to do, what you need, you know what I'm saying, with all the diseases and all this other stuff. Cost me a lot of money between all those classes. Hell, the Dr. Ingham classes, that class alone was like $7,000 by itself, and then the soil doctors, I think his is $15,000, and then the ferment class, that was like I think when I got in, it was like $500. Now today, dude, I think you sell that thing for like $2,000.
Mm. It's a knowledgeable investment.
With all that involved, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting my own knowledge to it as well with trial and error that we've been through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, we lost a lot. Our first year, I think we lost right out the gate like 10, 15 racks.
That's how it is with businesses, though.
You ain't going to see it until like 5 years in, you know what I'm saying?
The first, 2-3 years? Matter of fact, we lost seeds this year too. You know what I'm saying? And my seed alone, the average seed really costs $1 per seed, and 1 acre takes about 2,600 seed. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably planted at least twice every year and lost the first round of crops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right at the rip.
Why is that though? Is that like pesticides?
No, it's just where we're at. Knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, a lack of knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not knowing how to grow it. You know what I mean? And actually, because plants only gonna stay in a pot so long, and once they get so big, they got to be transplanted immediately.
Yeah,
if you don't, you're going to lose it. You know what I mean? And then when you're planting that many plants, you got them in a tray. So you got them in little bitty squares or whatever, or even little solo cups.
Right.
It's only going to get so big on that cup.
And you got
to
move it.
You have to move it.
You got
to,
quickly.
Give them that for sure. Yeah.
Quickly.
Give
when it tells you it's time, it's time.
Yeah.
If not, a week later, that motherfucker around be dead. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, there's a lot to it. And free game. You know, you're not feeding the plants, you know what I'm saying? You're really feeding the soil, you know what I'm saying? So once you learn everything, you know what I'm saying, it takes time, man, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm still learning. We still learn.
Like,
every day.
Things that we learned last year, we're putting it again this year to make things better, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm sure we're going to find something out this year and be like, damn, we can do it even better this way than what we was doing last year, you know what I'm saying?
Out something new going to be because, every year.
Because the first year, I'm telling you, we was out there actually hand planting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we was out there digging holes, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, putting in the real work, you know what I'm saying?
2,600 plants in the first round died. We did it again.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think we did it 3 times.
We never gave up. We kept going.
So I kept buying more seed.
Then we got to the point to where we actually have our machine now. We're sitting on the machine, and it just goes down the road, and we just boom. You know, so the time is cutting way more than half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It took us days to do shit like that by hand on knees. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask what's y'all's Do y'all have a staff or y'all just
You're looking at it. You know what I'm saying? The staff is here right now. I mean, like I said, we got...
My wife helps us out.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes I got the kids. Hey, get up. Get out. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
for sure.
We got work. They still got, you know what I'm saying, my younger kids. My daughter, man, she's the main one. Man, she's going to be a true farmer. She don't even know what the hell we doing out there, but she's out there.
She's out there.
If I'm out there, she's out there.
She got her own little... pond and stuff over here on the
y'all
side.
Y'all really getting started.
Yeah. See, hey, Uncle Will, come look at what I did over here. You know what I'm saying?
The TP, the pond, all type of stuff.
She got it going. Yeah. But it's a family thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody sees it. Our kids look at it. You know, family is knowing what we're doing.
Y'all, it's like, to me, I love it, bro, because it's like, I'm thinking of generational wealth, bro.
Cutting out generational
curses and how, you know, what came before. So y'all really planting a real seed.
Yeah, for sure. And then also in the beginning with the struggle, we'll remember this, man, we was hauling our own water.
Yeah. The state.
Hold on. Was this like hundreds of gallons?
Yeah.
They didn't know.
We couldn't use the city water. But in all the reality, we could.
We didn't know about it.
Yeah, but they told us no.
If you read the rules and the fine print. A lot of people don't tell you. Like I said, you're going to have to pay for this game.
They just sprinkling some game.
They don't tell you this. You know what I'm saying? You could actually irrigate a field up to 2 acres. Hmm. We was planting 1 acre. Mm-hmm. Nobody told us that. And it was in a fine print that I didn't actually read and see. Yeah. So the minute I found that out, because I went to another farm here in Shawnee County pretty much. And actually, like, hey, man, what's up? How are you getting your water? Where are you getting your power from? This dude right here, he knew some electricians and stuff like that. They climbed the pole, put the damn wire on the pole, and put that wire on the ground, brother. I'm talking about on the ground. I stepped over it like, hey, man, what you doing with this wire on the ground? He's like, I got an electrician, man. This is how we're putting our wire. I said, well, where are you getting the water at? He said, right here. I said, damn, that's attached to the house or something like that. Why are you doing that? That's illegal. He's like, no, man, you got to read the fine print. Man, they didn't tell me. That was a white dude to talk
about. That's crazy.
Yeah. He said, man, go back and look at this, and look it up. Because I actually applied because there's a creek right there beside us. Mm-hmm. So I applied for water rights, trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
I built this damn pump and everything that don't use electricity. Mm-hmm. I was going to put the thing in there, ask this other farmer, because to get to that creek, I had to cross his ground. So I asked him if I could do that. Mm-hmm. Well, he told me in the beginning, but once he found out
what we was doing, we can't do that.
So they kind of business we use the water for.
It's been going on because a lot of people don't know that you can do this. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are like, it sounds like a good idea until it's like, damn, it actually is happening?
Yeah.
Right. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. You guys are really doing this shit.
They're going to call the fucking
feds. Yeah, like, they're coming. They're my everything, you know?
Right.
So... people don't know.
Everything.
Everything.
Shut
they're
it down.
Here. They're close the blinds. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know what was really going on, but it was actually happening, and a lot of people just didn't know, so they wanted to back out or, you know.
That's wild.
I'm glad y'all got over that hump.
Yeah, for sure.
There's still more humps and things we're going to have to accomplish and get over still. Mm-hmm. Because the industry is so saturated out there, man, with this stuff, man. It's crazy. You could buy the biomass, man, really actually cheap and send it to a processor and actually get the oil damn near cheaper than you can farming it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason we continue doing it because we already paid for all the equipment we got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're going to do our own stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get our own and make our own.
So when it is legal, are y'all going to be working with a lot of local shops when they open up or local people?
Oh, yeah.
So y'all ultimately trying to just sell.
I mean, we see
the product to the shops and,
you know what I'm saying?
Have your own shop.
Eventually, we're going to end up getting a CBD store. You know what I'm saying? What we're really trying to do is get ready for Kansas to become legal.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Missouri's legal as of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. So what we're trying to do is just be ready to go. Because the first thing into it is actually learn how to grow it.
You know
what I mean? And stay into the business or the industry. Because what Kansas is telling people, from my understanding, is if the hemp industry is in it, whoever's doing that in Kansas is going to have first shot actually getting these other licenses.
Yeah.
So we got to keep going to stay in that business to keep it going.
Yeah, right in front of them.
But also in the same aspects, we can't keep up with the business if we ain't actually making no money, because we are way more than $100,000 in now. And we still haven't made a bunch of money.
Well, when we pop off, though.
Yeah, it's going to do real good. So we staying in the business to keep know what I'm saying? Not only that, to help just, other just, people. Because my daughter, you know what I'm saying? She has ADHD. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to make some stuff for her to take.
Who's that?
My daughter. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But other people, you know what I'm saying? And then I actually talked to my mom today. She's actually taking it. She bought some products from another company. I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? That she was taking. She knows we're doing it, but we haven't had no product to actually sell anybody. So really, a lot of people don't even know to be even really do it. Some people know, but some people don't. Like, we never really advertised. We got a website and everything, but we haven't really advertised because our products ain't in yet to actually sell them.
Levitate 9, man.
Y'all better levitate.
I'm going to put y'all's Instagram on. I'm going to edit
it. Can we get a hoodie? Where the hoodies at?
Man, I can get you hoodies.
Get you all that, man.
So y'all got the website, which is...
Is that on there?
Levitate9.com. I'll post it at the bottom.
Are the hoodies on there?
Nope, the hoodies ain't on there yet. Like I said, this has been a lot of struggle.
We doing all of that. You looking at a whole team right here. You know what I'm saying? We in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do this type of stuff.
I don't know nobody else doing what y'all doing. Nobody. Right here.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's people, but just not in this area. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's going to take everybody to be a part of this.
What I wanted to ask, not to interrupt you, bro, but what I wanted to ask was, like, I'm just curious. Do y'all have, like, is it, I know it's outdoor because y'all planting. Is it secured?
Or is it enclosed?
It's in an enclosed area, you know what I'm saying?
Like, nobody can get to that shit.
I mean, you got to know us to be able to know exactly where it's at, you know what I'm saying? You just ain't going to stumble across it like, oh, shit, there's a whole field.
My Pineapple Express. Like, in the outskirts of KC, that's farming and people running in their shit, taking shit.
Oh, yeah, they can run if they want to.
Medical, too. But if people are not educated, they're not going to understand. There's nothing you can do with it if you don't know where to take it to get it turned into oil or processed.
Because this is not... You know
what I mean? I see what you're saying.
I'm saying...
The process isn't done with just the plant.
Yeah. Right, right. And you can still be prosecuted. Don't get it twisted. You can still be prosecuted being caught with this stuff because it's still not federally legal. Believe that.
So how long y'all think this shit gonna take? It's gotta be coming up. Can't be too long.
It goes on the ballot in March. I mean, it goes on the ballot in March.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think it'll be real soon. But they're going to get every dollar, every cent they can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Possibly.
Yeah.
And then they're going to backdoor and then make money on the front end, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all about money.
I think in some states now, I'm not sure, but I think in some states, like, people who've been already prosecuted. They're starting to have weed and shit.
For minor crimes, they're releasing them.
Yeah, for minor crimes.
I'm saying, if you had just a bag or two, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you ship it in 1,000, 2,000 pounds, you're probably going to get lesser time. You're not going to get a little bit less time.
So it's coming off your record, or they should let them out too, man,
because they make it millions of dollars. I would think they should let motherfuckers out because they make it millions of dollars, but they probably going to keep your ass in there if you're moving 2,000, 3,000 pounds. I feel they should let everybody out. Shit, if you're making $1 million off of it and your family's balling out and my people still locked up, and you let them free.
So the ultimate goal for y'all, what would you want to tell somebody watching this right now? Well, before you say what your ultimate goal is, if there's somebody out there that's thinking about doing what y'all doing, what would you want them to know? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, you know, really mean it. You know what I'm saying? If this is what you want to do, say you're going
to
do it.
Because this shit about to be legal here.
Literally.
Get ahead of the game. You hear what they was just saying they had to go through, and these boys just started.
I mean, yeah, it's about sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? I had one pair of shoes for a whole year. You know what I'm saying? Those are the type of things that you're going to have to do unless you already financially straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you got it handed to you, then that's different. But I would tell somebody, you know, we got to be serious about this because, like you said, there is people in the penitentiary that try to, you know, come up and do it to, you know, support their families. And now it's able to where we can get licensed to do this. You know what I'm saying? Now we don't have to take those chances to, you know, jeopardize our freedom when all you got to do is just, you know,
go by the book.
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna take ten racks
to the man.
You got a choice.
You're gonna ride up the highway with, you know, bandos. You know what I'm saying?
No, and then
you might get jacked or whatever. Why take those chances when you can be like, all right, I want to go the right way, you know, and hopefully I can have it set for my whole family to do this. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a one-time trip. This is a lifetime.
This is a lifetime.
Yeah.
We're not doing it for particularly ourselves. We're actually trying to build a platform and a brand for the whole entire family. You know what I mean? General wealth. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make a little money. And I'm not gonna say we're not, but who's really gonna make some money is actually our kids. It ain't gonna be us. It ain't gonna be us. We're building it up for them. Really. For somebody else, bro. You know what I mean? And not only that, we're in it to actually help people with their mental and physical health. You know what I mean? It's really not about
mental health.
Yeah, physical and mental health. It's really not about
the money. It's actually to help people with their problems and anxieties and medical stuff that they have problems with, instead of actually taking pills and opioids and stuff like that. Is actually going to be hurting your liver and brain and all shit later on in the future.
Right.
Man,
make
get
it
rid
worse.
Of all that stuff, man. If y'all really want some help, man, get up on that CBD,
it's from the
CBG.
It's from the organic. Earth.
Yeah, organic, man. That's how you want it, man. There's a lot. People just grab it and don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They all got a name. And
they
didn't
know the principle.
Oh, and it break down.
They don't come up with the name.
The Levitate 9. Actually, my bro came up with
I've wanted to know that. How'd y'all come up with that shit?
Man,
what's that about?
It's like, all right, CBD and CBG, which is cannabinoids, and THC is the THC is when you get high off of. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're getting high on THC. CBD, you're not getting high. You levitate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Hey. He said that's your slogan for real, man. Let's not get commercial.
You on the nine.
And when y'all get y'all shit, when y'all get it really up and running, bro, we wanna sponsor y'all on our podcast. Yeah. We'll put an ad out every podcast. And because we get a couple sponsors now where we get paid. It ain't much because we ain't blew up, but we definitely want to use y'all on there.
Yeah, for sure, man. No doubt. You know,
just
for marketable purpose for your shit.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, no question. We own.
We gonna have some products here pretty soon.
It'll be a situation where, like, if they order through levitate9.com/plugin, they'll get 10% off a hoodie or an order or some shit. It'll be some shit like that.
Yeah, man, most definitely.
Skits too. Boy, you need to calm down. I got that CBD.
Yeah, see, and that's another thing. We got, like, the CBD. Like I said, we got the tinctures. We're going to have the gummies. We're going to have, like, lollipops. You're going to have all types of
lotions. Chapsticks, whatever, lotion, shampoos, body rub, anything. You got like cramps, arthritis.
Yeah,
we got smokable too.
People don't realize, man, if you take hemp, people think of rope clothes and all shit, man. No, you take this hemp, especially where I'm growing it. Bro, you put that
come
shit
on, man.
that
real growing it.
You put it side by side, and I guarantee you ain't gonna know the difference.
A lot of people done bought a bag and don't know it for sure. They done bought bags. I'm like, oh yeah, I got that bag. Nah, you got bags.
Bro, it's like that shop here in town.
Yeah, you levitate.
They got D8. And people thought they was getting the real deal. Yeah. It's the DA. It's a spray. It's a chemical.
It's a chemical. Yeah,
what they
spray.
Do is take a regular hemp. I'm saying it looked decent and good. It ain't real THC. Well, as far as that weed, it wasn't real THC. They taking that D8. I can get you some D8.
And that's the chemical that makes you.
Y'all playing with people's money.
How can you tell who's smoking this? Is that the stuff that burns your lungs? How could you tell if somebody's smoking?
You can't really tell.
You can't. Damn. That's crazy.
Man, I'm telling you like this.
Horrible.
You can
shake it up and give it to
him.
You can take
a pound of that smoke. Yeah, you can take a pound of that smokable hemp. You know what I'm saying? Because it look real good. You can't tell the difference. You can take the spray, put it in a little spray bottle, and spray and all over it. Mm-hmm. Let that shit dry a little bit. Bag it and sell it to people. You're getting high.
Yeah.
Because it's DA. The process is actually taking out a whole bunch of stuff and then adding more stuff into it to actually get you chemically high.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Better check what y'all smoking.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, people don't care what they smoking, man. They just
trying to get.
They just want to get a bag and the best deal. You know
what I mean? It didn't look like that.
The best deal is the best bag.
Speak of D8 is illegal. But if you go to Wichita and all that stuff like that, and other cities,
tolerable.
I think Kansas City might be.
They say all over Kansas City, Missouri.
You can buy that shit and get it all day. Mm-hmm. But in Topeka, they're trying to ban that shit.
Yeah, man, they don't want you to get nothing. They just need to legalize it for real.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and make
There's
that
so
move.
Much you can do.
So it's coming up for March for, like, people to vote?
For the,
I think we're going to get it this year, man. Y'all need to
somebody
go and vote that
Topeka,
shit out.
Need to somebody
go
in
vote.
Kansas
vote.
Needs to,
I
like,
mean,
start a group on Facebook and
they got,
everybody
they
that's
got,
involved.
Like, gang of groups on there?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of people pushing behind it, but we got to make it really do what it do. We got to put that effort in and...
What you think is why it's not legal now is just because people ain't enough
Kansas.
People ain't
going it's to just Kansas. Because
I feel like it's Kansas ain't
it's
behind.
Kansas. It's a little more to it. You know what I'm saying? Kansas, we got a lot of land.
Yeah.
We produce a lot of corn, soybean, wheat. There's other things that will,
guaranteed.
You know
what I mean? Oh, that's another thing that people don't know.
Kind of
Because they were saying they could
affect it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, dang, now I remember loaf of bread was only $3. Now they got a loaf of bread like $29.99. Why is the loaf of bread so high? Because, you know, corn and wheat going to go up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And when the hemp bill, when the farm bill passed, I knew right when the farm bill passed, when with the hemp in there, property and ground to grow or anything, just ground period, was going to double, and it sure the hell fucking did. Yeah, I mean, it doubled within 2 years.
And
it's still going.
We could have been making money off of that, just growing hemp and making rope and paper, back to what you were saying. Like, they could always be, the state could have been making money. I don't know why, and they act like we broke. I went to a council meeting, bro, and they was arguing about fucking light bulbs in the parking garages downtown, like the money we didn't have. Like, I think that should be so beneficial to us once they do legalize it, or at least let the motherfuckers grow it so they can sell it as hemp, paper, clothes, whatever. But nah, we stuck on that time warp, I call it.
Yeah.
The old folks in office are motherfuckers who don't want to see change.
A lot of them motherfuckers.
They're scared of it. They're afraid of it. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. When they can get smart and just separate it. Keep doing what you're doing, but be open-minded to the new generation, the new
it's
wave.
It's no different than the rap game, bro.
It's not. You gotta young evolve.
Niggas is coming in, and we don't want to hear that shit. Right. No
it's
a lot of gotta, that's another change. Thing. What I was gonna say, a lot of people don't know that here in Kansas, when hemp was introduced to the United States back in the day, Kansas was where hemp started at. In Kansas, Kansas is the belt for hemp. All the other surrounding states did it after.
And they acting crazy.
Kansas is where it started at.
We acting brand new.
It's almost like they're waiting for.
We got the
because they know they gonna make so much money.
Right, we got a lot of flat land out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of flat land. They're not gonna be control it because once they let it go like that, it's gonna be everywhere. You're gonna walk outside, you're gonna have a bush right there. It's gonna be like, damn, what is this?
Yeah,
it's gonna be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they gotta be ready for that too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Some stuff that we had out there. It was growing wild, and I never planted it. It was some seeds that dropped off from our year before. Mm-hmm. And,
Automatically.
It's, matter of fact, I go out to the field right now, and I bet you there's 1-2-3 inches out there, a couple of them,
That's because how fertilized the ground is.
That's a bird can pick it up and fly across town and drop it in your yard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how it happens. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have that at my, I ain't gonna say too much, but and they be like, man, let me get that out the way.
Yeah, we had some plants that actually grew. Our greenhouse still on the roof is 10 foot tall. It was over there.
Yeah, fuck. 9 foot tall, 10 feet, man. I mean,
they made me cut it down though. Yeah, they made me cut it down because I actually didn't plant it.
Yeah,
it wasn't part of the.
It just grew wild.
It wasn't part of the field.
It was big, though.
It was tall. I mean, Shaq.
And it was still like, well, we still had probably 2 more months, almost 3 more months left of the season. And it was already 12
foot tall. I just wanted to see what it was going to be.
So being where you are,
you know what I mean? But I would just want to see how far it could go, but they made you cut that.
Yeah, they made me cut that. I ain't going to harvest. I ain't going to do nothing. I just want to see what it's going to do.
Yeah, that's
it. It was like, no, you got to cut it down. I'm like, oh, man. I said, no problem, because I ain't want no problem.
There's a certain height for my lawns.
No. You just got every seed got to be known for it.
Now, does it go like good plant, bad plant? That's what I heard at one time. Well, that might have been for the other one, but damn.
No.
What I heard was, you know, like as far as how they view the plants, the government, there's good plant and there's bad plant, right? And I guess in this past that time frame, the bad plant is what people would sell in California to the street dealers or whatever, but the good plants is what they're going
That's
to
when
store.
You're getting real technical into it. Like a lot of dispensaries,
they
want the best of the best plants, period.
Mm-hmm.
So they got maybe a whole room full of plants going, and if they see something that they don't like about it, they're going to take it out of production and move it over here. Mm-hmm. They might still let it grow, and they're going to put it out on the street.
But everything's accounted for.
Yeah, everything's accounted for. Yeah, they got to have it numbered, labeled, you know what I'm saying, and what happened to it, you know what I'm saying. Of course, everybody's got a way they can figure out something.
Yeah, you know.
They can say, oh, that shit fell off the shelf. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how that shit gets to the street.
Nah,
people think they go to dispensaries getting the best thing, man. Sometimes, no. You might get some okay stuff. But
mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff, man, it's people that's actually growing in their houses and stuff like that that actually sells to the dispensaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
We actually applied for Missouri, too, when Missouri before it became legal for their licenses.
Yeah.
And we got into that, and that licenses cost $10,000. I applied for that. Of course, I didn't get it. I applied with a group of people out of Springfield, Missouri. It was like 10, 15 people involved, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what happened with Missouri is these bigger companies from other big states and cities and stuff like that came in and bought all the licenses and stuff like that. So, I'm saying, we've been suing them, I'm saying, trying to get something about that, but I haven't really heard about that. I let my guys down in Springfield, Missouri, they taking care of all that, you know what I'm saying? Because that was they playing, you know what I'm saying? I just had my money in my hand. I was ready to go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got a chance to get a dispensary license, so I threw my money on the table. Well, by the time I figured out what it all took and actually applying for that license, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I knew I couldn't do it. Gotcha. So I actually reached out to a couple of people. I was actually trying to sell my money, because once you pay it, you can't get it back. It's not refundable.
You're locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in. You're done. If you don't apply for it, you're going to lose it. Right. So this other group, they had applied, but they had all their paperwork together, their licenses, applications, you know what I'm saying? They went together like a team and at it. So they needed somebody else that actually had some money as well.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit, and I had already paid for a license. So I threw my money and my license in with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, okay, well, let's see what we can do with it. You know what I'm saying? So we was building an actual vertical growth, which is when you own everything in the business. The grow facility, the processing, and the dispensary. So I was going to have a percentage of all three companies with the little money I had, which I bought like a half a percent or a quarter percent. That cost me $10,000. And that was what the industry was at the time. I was going to own a half a percent of the whole vertical grow. And all I had to do was just pretty much sit back and wait on my check to come.
That's still would have been something.
I'm saying? But we didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? But then my wife had took me down to Oklahoma for a game, OKC game, mm-hmm. on my birthday, right?
Thunder?
Yeah. And I didn't know nothing about Oklahoma even passing a medical law, right?
Yeah.
We riding around and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all these dispensaries open, you know what I'm saying? Man. I was like, yeah, I didn't know. So we stopped there, you know what I'm saying, check it out.
They got a cookies up there.
Oh, yeah. Cookie everywhere. Don't worry. Everywhere. Cookie going to be in your backyard all day. You know what I'm saying? He's got everything anywhere. But long story short, when I went up there and asked him, I went into a couple of shops. I was like, hey, man, how much it costs to get your license down here? Blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, man, it was easy. Man, all you need is $2,500 in a residency. I said, what? He said, yeah, $2,500 in a residency in the state of Oklahoma. And you could get a dispensary.
Hey, Uncle!
Oh, yeah.
We fit now.
You can still do it.
We on our way now.
I don't know. They changed the laws and rules because it was a dispensary, bro. It was like a liquor store. There was two, three dispensaries on every corner.
That's why I went down there about a month ago and seen some.
Yeah, and the only reason I didn't go down there because I already applied for Missouri and I was already $10,000 in. You know what I mean? And we were still going through that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we was already in the workers of getting our own little hemp shit up here. Mm-hmm. So if I'd have known Oklahoma was going to be that cheap, bro, and it was that easy, I got family down there. You know what I mean? I'd have set my little cousin up like, hey, I need you to manage this thing. Here go this. I'm going to give you so much percentage of this. Here go the money. We're going to apply for it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do all the footwork and paperwork. Damn. And I should have did it anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it didn't cost that much, but I didn't because I was too focused on what I already had going on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's understandable, though. Sorry. You know?
But Oklahoma was the easiest state across the United States to get a dispensary, hands down. Anybody that wanted a dispensary, Oklahoma was the state to be in. Matter of fact, the cats that actually taught me how to grow some stuff and do all this little fermenting in the K&F, he moved from California to Oklahoma.
Damn.
To do it. He down there.
Yes, sir.
So big things.
He's
probably watching. Yeah. Big things.
So with y'all, we going into a new year. What's the plans for the business?
Let's do it again.
We're
going to keep it rolling, keep building, man. We're going to keep building. Hopefully, you know, more people can get involved, you know what I mean? And we can.
So y'all hiring.
Let us know when you need help to pull up.
Nah, for sure. You know, always, you know. If you're working for a paycheck, man, you really ain't working, man. You're slaving, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We ain't working. We doing what we like, you know what I'm saying? What we love, you know what I'm saying? And it don't feel like work, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do. This is what we love to do. So we're going to keep
it moving. Like you said earlier, bro, like y'all doing it ultimately for the family.
For the family, man.
The health, the wealth. And I just, that's so beautiful, bro. Generational. Super proud of y'all, and I know y'all gonna keep going, bro. For sure. I'm just here for it.
Yeah, I be out in that field, man. When we out in that field, man, I lose track of time, bro. I swear to God, I be out in the field all day, all night. For sure. And I still work a regular job, bro.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, bro, I go out there as soon as I get home or whatever, you know what I'm saying, come from work, bro. I'll be out there till the sun go down till I can't see no more.
Yeah.
So, what do y'all hate about it, if there's anything that you do hate about that shit in the farm? Hot to weather.
That one thing.
What could happen and you just like, the day could show, well, we ain't working today. You
know? So what I hate about just being actually what I'm doing or what?
The physical part.
What I hate most about it is that I just can't stick my hand in the ground and make that shit do what it do.
Bro!
Like Goku or something. Like, I can't do that shit. So I got to literally out there digging and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to really put in the work. You know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll send to him. I'll talk to him.
Do it all, bro.
Doing shit.
Come on.
Yeah, talking to him real nice. You know what I'm saying?
We be out there, man. I be playing the music. I got my little headphones on sometimes, man. I be out there jamming, bro. I lose all focus of anything else that's going on, man. I swear to God.
Yeah, I love all of it, man. I just don't have enough time in the day, man. Yeah, exactly. Two or three of me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If that was that, I think that's the worst part. But all the weather, the knowledge, the time and the effort and going through it is beautiful.
Yeah. You know I'll be out there in the rain, bro. Yeah. If it's storming down there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. I was curious about that too.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Beautiful.
Bro. We would definitely love to have y'all back, man, ASAP and for just sure. get an update. For sure, for sure. And I know we probably ain't got too much time.
Yeah, we're about to tap out. Up. Yeah, we got.
Tell them where to follow y'all at again.
Levitate9. Definitely Instagram. On Instagram. Just follow us on Instagram. We got the website. We're going to go live on that, you know, and really put that out there. But right now, straight Levitate9. Levitate_9, just like it is on my shirt here.
Yeah, get that.
You know what I'm saying? Instagram, you know what I'm saying? He going to post it. And just follow us. Just stay tuned and. You know, give us support. You know what I'm saying? Tell us, ask questions, you know.
Instagram, y'all only platform?
We got also got a social club, man.
Social club. That's
Burner's platform. We on there too, Levitate9. There's no underscore, just Levitate9. You'll see it's got a flower in my hands in it. You check it out, man. I'm telling you, man, there's all kind of good stuff on there, man. Yeah.
And watch for the product.
Yeah, product is coming real soon.
Out here too.
Jump on it now. Don't jump on
that shit. Yeah, don't hop on the bandwagon later. We rolling. Yeah. We got seats. We ready to ride out, man. Let's roll.
Final words or thoughts, bro?
Man, tap in. That's it. We back. We've been gone for a minute, right?
We have, so make sure y'all subscribe.
Time to start doubling back.
Share this. It's free.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? And, I think that's it. I'm plugged in.
Plugged in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
For sure.
Stop it.